This podcast is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Coverings. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Boomer Naturals Face Covering banner. At checkout, put in code HowieCar20 and save 20%. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There is no Obamagate. It's the political version of the Tooth Fairy. It's fantasies and fairy tales, and it means nothing.
Let's face it, Trump began his political career with a lie about Barack Obama, that he wasn't born in the United States. And this is just an extension of that.
I was never a part or had any knowledge of any criminal investigation into Flynn while I was in office, period.
I was aware that there was, that they asked for an investigation.
I'm caught in my own web of lies. This is all blowing up in my face.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Clearly, there have been examples of really draconian, arbitrary restrictions. Like, you can't plant a seed in your front yard, in your garden.
Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you live in the state of Michigan, everything I'm doing is trying to save your life.
You can't walk around the neighborhood with your daughter.
There was a stay-at-home order. Does that go away? What happens next for Wisconsin?
We're in the Wild West, Howie.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Apparently, someone with a blue check on Twitter was outraged and claimed that we had booked Greta Thunberg to be an expert on a coronavirus panel with other health experts.
It feels like science is getting... the role of science is...
And remember, kids, if you want to be cool, stay in school.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today. Lives of millions of people.
Why is math so hard?
And so I just don't. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know what.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Someone just sent me some Vermont state park rules. It's the same business as other New England states. 2-week quarantine if you want to go to a Vermont state park. That'll do a lot for business, huh? What the hell's going on? One person in the COVID unit in Vermont, and then the state is still shut down, basically? How many people have died of opioid overdoses in Vermont this week? I dare say more than were killed by COVID-19. Is the state shut down for that? I doubt it. 844-500-4242. There are a couple of special elections for the legislature in Massachusetts on Tuesday. One of them is in Plymouth District. The old Vinnie DiMacedo district. He was the state senator, and before him, Therese Murray, she was the president of the Senate. And Vinnie got a state job, and so the seat is vacant, and there's an election coming up, and the Democrats have nominated a real moonbat, as you might imagine, and the Republicans have nominated Jay McMahon. He's a good guy. He ran for attorney general, you may recall, and he's running again. And we just wanted to have him on to discuss the race here. And afterwards, we'll take some calls, and we got a lot of sound cuts still to play. But I wanted to have Jay McMahon on. Jay, how's the campaign going?
Well, Howie, as you know, with social distancing and you can't go and go door to door anymore, it's you got to do it by telephone, and it's not exactly the same, but that's what we've been doing. We've been making phone calls. We've been making a bigger social media presence and doing all the things that we need to do, getting on radio ads and all that stuff. It's looking good so far. I'm getting a lot of good feedback. The real poll is going to be on Tuesday.
And, you know, if people want to read up on you, again, like you say, you can't go door to door. You can't do standouts, I guess, even. You can't go to the dump or anything like that. So if people want to read up on your platform, your campaign, and who you're running against, where should they go, Jay?
Oh, okay. Go to my website, www.attorney. You got to spell out the word attorney, J McMahon, J-A-Y-M-C-M. AHON.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is JAY4. It's the number 4, State Senate. And you'll see my platforms. You'll see my 10-point recovery, economic recovery plan, post-pandemic. And also, I got a four-step plan for seniors, how we can protect our seniors on the other side of this pandemic.
And I'm going to guess that, and I'm going to tell people, you know, just because you're angry at Charlie Parker, the governor, that doesn't mean you should vote against Jay McMahon or just not bother to go to the polls. I mean, we still need to have an opposition party, even if it's just in the legislature, even if Charlie Parker has lost his mind. I mean, they still need to have Republicans, and there are a couple of Senate seats that are vacant with Vinny DiMaceo leaving, and then Don Humison has left out in the western part of the state to become the mayor of Westfield. So that's an open seat as well. So you got to get out there, and we still need some Republicans in the legislature, especially with the corner office now apparently gone.
Well, we do. And another thing, especially down here, we have to open up Cape Cod. We just have to. If we don't, everybody that used to come here or was planning to come here, if it looks like that Cape Cod is not open for business, they're going to go down to Newport. Or they're going to go up to New Hampshire. They'll go to Hampton Beach. They'll go to the lakes regions in New Hampshire and Vermont and everywhere else, anywhere but here. If we're giving and sending the wrong signal, which right now I'm very nervous for this district, because we are a three-season revenue producing district, and we start 2 weekends from now. We start on Memorial Day weekend. And I
think it's next weekend.
So
Jay, it's, you've been campaigning too hard. It's next weekend. Memorial Day is next weekend. Yeah.
Jeez, it's,
but you're right. And I would say that you would be more inclined to be against Charlie Baker's draconian ruin the economy plans than your Democrat opponent. She'll be marching in lockstep with keeping the private sector underfoot and out of business.
You're absolutely right about lockstep. I mean, she is really a progressive's progressive. She is an AOC type liberal, and basically her major issue right now is climate change. We're facing bankruptcy all up and down the Cape, and she's talking about climate change. Well, I'm glad she is, because people are looking at that saying, what the hell, is she from this planet? I mean, we got some real problems here on Cape Cod and in the Plymouth area about whether they're going to start canceling things like the Plymouth 400th anniversary, the landing of the Pilgrims, and there's all kinds of issues that this area, this economy, is based on what's going on in the summertime. And the last thing we can do is close down or send the message that we're not open for business.
Yeah. So I never thought I would be saying this, but don't hold it against Jay McMahon that he's a Republican.
I'm telling you, Howie, I'm banging away at telling people we need this place open.
We all know this. I mean, what about the governor, the Republican governor?
I just can't. I just don't understand it. I mean, we had a military hospital down here at the old Otis Air Force Base in case of we had some spillover for COVID. It didn't happen. Not one patient went there. Cape Cod Healthcare, which runs the two hospitals on Cape Cod, they just furloughed 600 employees. That's about 12% of their employees, because they haven't got the business. Nothing's happening here.
I know. Yesterday, Jay, more people died in Worcester than in Boston. Come on. Open it up.
Listen, they can do it with safe protocols, reasonable protocols. I mean, Howie, I go to the liquor store. How come they can do it right? I mean, I go to the grocery store. They're doing it all right. I go to the bank. They can do it.
I know.
And Howie, can you imagine if you put your life and your sweat labor into a business, and somebody in Boston calls it non-essential and just says, hey, you're going to put that on hold for an indefinite period of time.
Right.
It's crazy what's going on.
Right. You're going to go out of business and starve and have to lay off all your employees. But all the people that work on the state payrolls are going to keep getting paid while they're on vacation. How is that fair?
See, not only is it fair, but I've been saying that all along. My opponent has no plans for reopening Cape Cod. She's got no plans for seniors except to tax their long-term investments, which is their fixed income. She's going to tax that. I did the math on that. It's a 79% increase on seniors who are on fixed incomes. I don't know who's telling her to do this, but she wears it on her sleeve. She does not care. She wants carbon taxes. She wants to increase your gas tax. She's looking to increase.
She sounds like Charlie Baker.
I'm telling you, the TCI, that's their dream come true.
Yeah, that's Charlie Baker still wants the TCI, doubling the gas tax without any vote by the people or by the legislature. What a great idea. We should have tried to stop him there. We should have tried to stop him when he outlawed menthol cigarettes, and now he's shut down the entire state.
Absolutely. But the problem is, in my district, there's no train down here. You don't take the MBTA down here, and you don't go to work with the MBTA. You got to drive to work, which means the people of this district in particular get punished by these extreme taxes. And I'm the only candidate that took a no new tax pledge, and I'm going to stick to it.
All right. Jay McMahon, he's running as a Republican, but again, don't hold that against him. on Tuesday.
I'll tell you, it's Howie, I got the taxpayers, I got their back.
All right. Jay McMahon, give them your web address one more time if they want to check out your website.
Okay, one more time. It's attorney. You got to spell out the word attorney, jmcmahon.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page and you can go to J for State Senate. And in there, you will see my 10-point plan for reviving the economy as soon as this pandemic ends, soon as the governor says, hey, you guys can open for business, which we need to do today. And you can see my plan for that. And you can also see my plan for seniors. My opponent doesn't have either.
And your district runs from Plymouth down to Bourne, right?
Yeah, it's Pembroke, Kingston, and Plymouth, and then Bourne, Sandwich, and Falmouth. So it goes from Pembroke in the north all the way down to Woods Hole and Falmouth.
All right. Okay, Jay, good luck on Tuesday. Polls open at 7 o'clock, I guess, and run till 8, same as always. But good luck, and I hope you win the seat and keep it in Republican hands. Thank you. That's Jay McMahon. He's a good guy. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or family's music. And Raycom wireless earbuds are the way to go. There they are, right there, holding them up. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Massachusetts begin to reopen before the end of the month?
No.
75% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. Just one last thing here. This is Turtle Boy Sports had a funny story about the Chicopee police busted a speakeasy last week, an illegal bar, the Dugout Cafe. They set up surveillance at the Dugout Cafe. This is their press release. Surveillance. Oh, man, this was the first bootlegging arrest they made in Chicopee since 1932, I'll bet. Officers observed six people enter the establishment. It's a bar, you know, or it was. And after approximately 45 minutes, they did not exit. Could I have some Dragnet music, please, Taylor? It should be noted. It was Friday, May 8th. We were working the day watch out of the Revenuer squad. They did not exit. It should be noted the cafe was open for takeout food only. Upon entering, our team, because for indeed it was a team, observed two people waiting for takeout food and another male party sitting in a booth consuming alcohol. Oh, my God.
Barbaric.
They did not immediately locate the other individuals who had entered. While checking, Officer Odomai detected a strong smell of cigarette smoke coming from a basement stairwell. As officers went down to check, they located four patrons sitting around a rectangle makeshift bar with the business's bartender seated at his table as well. On the table were over 20 opened, unopened bottles of alcohol, cash money in an envelope near the bartender, as well as glasses that had been served to two parties. Further, a gambling machine, which was powered on with lighting chair and camera to observe, was also located. It was determined that patrons had been going into the establishment in violation of the governor's order and into the basement area to purchase and consume alcohol. Wow. I hope Charlie Breaker brings them to the State House to put some kind of, give them some kind of ribbon or medal for their courage in shutting down the Dugout Cafe. Echo Man, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Echo Man.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
A little COVID comic relief here. I was going through the web and I noticed these photographs. The first photograph was a fisherman standing out all by himself at the beach. The second photograph was three cops coming on a parking lot. The third photograph was the cops trudging through the soft sand. And the fourth photograph was the cops laughing while standing around a dummy.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I've seen the cops roust fishermen at 9 a.m. and off the walls overlooking Lake Worth. Tell them to go home. They have to get lost until 4 o'clock. They can come back at 4 o'clock, but you know the cooties come out from 9 to 4 and they run amok, and so they have to roust the fishermen. Thanks for the call, Echo Man. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
So the Cape summer season is already toast because people book months in advance to go. So I'm sure that's already totally disrupted. And, you know, they've got to open up, or otherwise the businesses there are, I just don't know what's going to happen.
I know. I mean, how would you like to be this guy, Jay McMahon? I mean, he's a very conservative Republican lawyer. You know, and he's right on all the issues, and he has this albatross around his neck in this special election called Charlie Baker, who seems hell bent on destroying the entire economy of the state.
I don't know what's wrong with Baker. It seems like he jumped aboard the socialist New World Order program.
I know. Like I was just saying, we should have stopped him when he went after the menthol cigarettes. We should have stopped him when he tried to double the gas taxes without any input from the legislature or the people. And now he's gone totally insane. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, I think we need a little music when we talk about the Dugout Cafe in Chicopee. Chicopee, the COVID compliance squad was on the scene on the near north side. The Dugout Cafe. Elliot Ness and the Untouchables went in with axes. Look, young blood, a Bud Light, 12 ounces. Take an axe to it. Wow. The COVID compliance unit. That's what it says. I missed that the first time I read the press release. They have a COVID compliance unit to deal with the health crisis. And that's capital H, capital C.
Your papers, please.
The health crisis. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, I'm very good friends with the people that own the Dugout Cafe, and I've known the family, and the father and mother are passed away since, but the brother runs it, the son runs it now. And the funniest thing is, and I'm not knocking the Chicopee cops. I don't live in Chicopee anymore, but I do work with one of the daughters at a big place. Anyway, the Chicopee cops are drinking in there all the time. It's their favorite place to go. They got great pizza. They got great pizza. You could go in there any night on a given week and see four or five Chicopee cops sitting at the bar.
I know they used to have a dugout cafe. They used to have a dugout cafe at BU, Boston University. It was a great place to go after a game at Fenway Park. Every town worth its salt has a dugout cafe, right, Johnny O?
Correct. Well, that's how they got the name. They were big Boston Red Sox fans, yeah. And they had box seats, I guess, near the dugout, and that's how the father named the bar. And you'd go in there, like I said, on any given night, and you'd see five or six Chicopee police officers in there. And I can't believe they took it down. It's like, are you kidding me? You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, they make it sound like they busted Murder Incorporated here in this press release, Johnny O. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. Thanks, Johnny O. Hey, Stalag 17 says 603, and now its new sequel, COVID-19. Yeah, I know. 774, I'm a police officer on the Cape, but I got to tell you, I will not be involved in any of these stings to screw people. This whole thing is a farce. What the hell does Parker know anyway? 617, will the perps from the speakeasy be sent to the blocks on the town square? Yeah, I know. Elliot Ness scores again. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, greetings from Stalag, Maine. Man, we had an escape, though, Howie. It was over at Sunday River Brewing. Old Rick Savage, he escaped from Stalag, Maine.
So, what's up with him? What's the latest?
He's still hanging in there. You know, he's got people going on, but he's going to pay the fine every day, evidently. He's on quite a bit with Ray Richardson during the morning.
Yeah.
Up here on one of the affiliates up here with Ray. Mm-hmm. And they filed a lawsuit, a federal lawsuit in Bangor Court, Ray and some of his friends against her in the state of Maine. And I guess it's turned into a class action now. So
what's the death toll in Maine now? What's the death toll? Do you know?
God, I don't know. It's under 100. I know that.
Yeah, I know that. It's 50. Yeah, someone just told me it's 53 in Vermont. 53 in Vermont, yeah. and everything is shut down.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, listen, Howie, the reason I called you was I had a bunch of bets over the other night, and they were all talking, and most of us have all had, you know, high access clearances back in the day.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, with these clowns down there at polls, if we ever violated the terms of our access and our clearances the way these clowns have, I'll tell you, we'd be sitting in a naval brig talking to a JAG officer about our upcoming general court-martial, dishonorable discharge, and how many years we were going to spend in Leavenworth.
Well, remember the guy in Vermont, Mike? The guy in Vermont, he was on a naval ship, a submarine, I think, and he took some pictures just to send back to his family, and they said he was in some secure area, and they actually put him in jail for a while, or in the brig, I should say. But, you know, this is ridiculous. And then they have the audacity to say that this is some kind of a crazy conspiracy theory. I mean, they promoted the ultimate conspiracy theory for 3 years. This is a response. They're reaping what they sowed, you know?
And, you know, I was thinking the other day about Schiff and all the hearings we had with that clown.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always make everybody swear in as they sit down to testify.
Right.
I think it's about time the congressman up on the panel took an oath to tell the truth while they're questioning, too.
I know. You know, they have congressional immunity. They can say whatever they want. But, you know, you're right. I mean, in some ways, you know, they should have to at least swear to tell the truth or some version of it. It's like Schiff when he made up that whole dialogue between the Ukrainian president and Trump. He just got away with that. He was just making it up. And everybody knew he was making it up. Thanks for the call, Mike. I was just thinking of the old Bob Dylan song. It just occurred to me. Sometimes I think this whole world is one big prison yard. Some of us are prisoners, and some of us are guards. Seems like an appropriate song for the situation we're in now. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Howie.
Yes.
Two things. We went from Governor Baker to Governor Parker to Basketball Jones.
You know what? That's a great line. That's a good point. He's got a Basketball Jones, doesn't he?
One more thing. You see, here he's got a new jazz album coming out.
What's that?
Lullaby of Bird Brain.
Yeah, we've gone from bird to bird brain. Thanks for the call, Dan. 844-500-4242. Maybe Taylor, during the break, you could get that. We could have the cut of him talking about how he loves basketball, and then we could have Basketball Jones coming in. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Howie, you know, with all the BS that's going on and everything that's demoralizing, undermining our whole everything, I just want to say, you, BB, who you brought into this world by a non-mother.
not really. not literally, yeah, but okay.
And we got the Boston Bulldozer. And you guys, and don't forget Joe Pags way down in the south in Texas. I just want to say thank you for all you do. Everybody's first responders, and yeah, they get paid for that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm happy they're out there, but you know, you're right. I mean, they got to get the state back to work. They got to get all these states back to work. I mean, you know, and again, I'm fortunate to be down here in Florida, and some people listening to me are in Texas or other states that are Georgia that are open. But I mean, this is absurd. This has gone on long enough. I mean, again, we feel bad for all the elderly people, the frail elderly people in their 80s who have died, but you can't shut down the entire world. And if you're, you know, if everything opens up and you're 85 years old and you have underlying conditions or you're very fat, I mean, stay inside. Stay safe. We all want to keep you alive. But you can't kill the entire society. It's not going to work. 844-500-4242. 413 says the Westfield newspaper, empty except for police logs, pages long with calls for community police about too many cars in a parking lot or three kids riding skateboards, etc. Neighbors turning against neighbors. Disgusting. 844-500-4242. 413. I was in the Chicopee post office. Someone called because police in the lobby were not wearing masks. They sent four cruisers. I believe all this. Atwater, California. The city of Atwater has declared itself a sanctuary city for all businesses, allowing owners to open despite the state of California's stay-at-home order amidst the coronavirus panic. Nonprofit organizations such as churches are also allowed to reopen under the new resolution making Atwater a sanctuary city. That's great. I mean, if you're going to have sanctuary cities for illegal aliens and fentanyl dealers and drive-by shooters and welfare recipients from the third world, why can't you have it for American citizens? Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, I just wanted to make one point that I think everybody's missing. One of the main reasons why all these governors are not opening up, and Charlie Baker had actually said it in one of his news briefings a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
They're filing all these stimulus bills. They want more money. They're trying to extort money from Donald Trump's federal government and at the expense of all the business owners.
Right.
That's what they're doing.
So they want to bail it out so they can keep all their hacks on the payroll, even though there's no tax revenue coming into the state anymore. So, but it's okay to strangle every small business in the state to get a federal bailout to keep all the hacks from UMass and Massport and the courthouses on the payroll with their six-figure salaries for being on vacation for 3 months.
And that's why I agree with one of the senators. I forget who it was that he's saying, we're not going to bail out these states, you know, because they're trying to extort more money.
No, anyway, I don't want to bail them out.
Okay.
I don't want to bail them out. Sean Hannity lives in New York. He says the same thing. Don't bail these people out. They've mismanaged the state the states for years and years, and now this is the worst thing yet. I mean, they're putting the private sector out of business. For no reason. Thanks for the call, Susan. 207, I hear Joe Rogan is considering moving to Texas. Yeah, I heard that. I read that as well. 844-500-4242. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I'm suspicious about a few things, but one of them is, why aren't we being given the number of persons who are dying from flu? Every year it's at least 30,000 to 50,000. Are they rolling all the flu deaths and the pneumonia deaths into the COVID deaths to increase that number of COVID deaths?
Well, I mean, it seems that they're rolling over all kinds of deaths. I read the story earlier today about a guy in Colorado who drank himself to death. They did an autopsy at 0.55 alcohol blood level. That's seven times the legal limit for intoxication. And they said they gave him they listed him as a COVID death. And the coroner said he didn't die of COVID. He died of alcohol poisoning. I mean, this is happening all over the country, isn't it, Steve?
Certainly seems that way to me, and now they're going to try to blame childhood diseases, these weird, you've probably heard of this very unusual childhood disease.
Yeah.
If they can get this in, then,
right,
you know, that makes people so alarmed because it's all for the kids, you know?
Right. No, I heard Cuomo floating that trial balloon on Sunday. I just happened to come in, and he's going, we've had three children in New York City with mysterious, there's 8 million people in New York City. And three children have this disease. None of them have died. They just, I don't think any of them have died. But you're right. I mean, I think they were trying to, you know, people had figured out this was not a disease that anybody under the age of 50, probably under the age of 60, is going to get taken away by unless they have an underlying condition. And so they have to, yeah, you're right, they have to expand the panic. And I think that's part of what they're doing. Thanks for the call, Steve. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him late for dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me.
As much as we all might not like some of these changes in the way things work, and I'd certainly put myself on that list. I'm a basketball player. I always was. I have a hard time understanding when we're going to be able to play basketball again. Because it's a very physical sport with a lot of close contact between and among the participants.
I'm going one-on-one against the world. I'm going to screw everybody that voted for me. I'm going to put them in the poorhouse so I can keep paying $150,000 to every Democrat hack on the state payroll. I'm basketball, Parker. Basketball, Paul DeVall. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Howie. It's Dan from DHS. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for your support of the men and women of DHS over the years. National Peace Officers Memorial Day. So I just wanted to mention
thank you
for all your support.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
So, Howie, here's an update from a Dorchester kid who's been down South Carolina since March 17th. They just officially opened up the beaches for the little people.
Right.
There were thousands of people there. The restaurants outside restaurants are now open. Thousands of people, and I was at one place. There was a big blue X on the floor. I said, is this for social distancing? She said, no, that's to get a beer. Down here, everything's open, and everyone's having a blast, and people are making decisions on their own, whether they stay in or they go out. And it's a beautiful thing.
Hey, Kevin, it's this way in 64 out of the 67 counties in Florida. It's the 65th one, which I live in right now, is going to be open on Monday. It's half open now. I'm with you. I mean, you know, it's so weird, Kevin. I mean, everybody in the Northeast is really depressed. They're locked up. They can't figure out how to get out. You know, even the New York Times is reporting 25% of the people in Manhattan have left. They've fled. And of the people in the highest income bracket, a third of them have gone. Do you think they'll ever be back, Kevin?
Well, I certainly hope it's back. And little Marty should have came down here. And if Paul Duvall came down, he could have played basketball. There's nobody down here paying attention to anything. And I didn't see anyone with a mask on today at any restaurant or at the beach. And it was beautiful.
I know, Kevin. If you look at the statistics, you know, if you're below a certain age, you really don't have a problem, right? I mean, and the people who are still ratting out their neighbors, I would advise them to take a look at the charts and do a little reading online. Turn off CNN and MSNBC. They're promoting panic porn, and don't listen to the Pope of panic porn, Basketball Baker. Thanks, Kevin. Have fun in the Gamecock State, the Palmetto State. See ya Monday. I'm Howie Carr.